Where's the money? Where's the money?
Money talks.
Everybody needs money. That's why they call it money.
Isn't this guy supposed to be a millionaire?
Just follow the money.
And yes, today, to follow that money, we open some windows here on The Takeaway to take a look at the global economy, and we are not necessarily thrilled with the view they give us. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks for listening anyway. A look at the oil economy in southern Louisiana turns out to be a great place to view the impact of global warming and sea level rise. We also begin a series asking why some of the numbers in the global economy aren't adding up right now. Today, how low oil prices aren't having the expected impact. Also, is a minimum wage an actual living wage? You try living on $15 an hour. But first, attorney-client privilege. Oops. The phones are lighting up in Panama today after a major leak of financial data, more than 2.6 terabytes of data, 39 years' worth of documents from inside a Panamanian law firm specializing in tax shelters and creating shell companies to hide money. The leak has revealed the offshore holdings of 140 politicians, public officials, and athletes around the world, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, although his name wasn't specifically mentioned. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov had this psychological view of the situation that fell well short of a denial. It is clear the degree of Putinophobia has reached such a level that it is impossible a priori to speak well of Russia. Well, he did not speak of any Icelandophobia or Britophobia or Sinophobia, as the documents also detail offshore tax accounts of the Prime Minister of Iceland, UK Prime Minister David Cameron's late father, and top officials in the Chinese Communist Party, including President Xi Jinping. More than 214,000 offshore entities connected to people in more than 200 countries and territories. Quite a database. Over 60 media outlets are collaborating with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists in publishing a series of stories based on the 11.5 million files leaked from the prominent Panama-based law firm of Mossack Fonseca, a virtual financial statement for terrorists, dictators, money launderers, and other tax evaders all over the world. Aaron Shornick is a policy advisor on banks and corruption at Global Witness, an independent nonprofit that investigates corruption in the international financial system.
This is the largest leak of financial information that we've ever seen on the scale of corruption, corporate secrecy, tax haven use, and shell companies' use is something off the roof that we haven't seen in a way to this type of scale. Prosecutions, I'm sure, are yet to come, and we're looking forward to more leaks, so the truth is yet to come in total.
And the fact that it involves mostly UK territories, does that mean this is mostly a British issue, or is the US involved as well?
Unfortunately, I wish I could say that, but a little known fact is that the US is actually one of the easiest places in the world for people to set up a company and keep that the fact that they own it or control it secret. We call these companies anonymously owned companies. The US is one of the largest incorporators in the world, and has been known for corrupt politicians to use our jurisdiction as a place to park their dirty money.
And who does this benefit primarily? Let's not speak so much of the very wealthy who are trying to avoid taxes, but the more serious issue, I suspect, is the money laundering capability that these offshore territories facilitate.
Absolutely. The sort of harms that can range from the use of these tax havens in offshore territories and corporate secrecy range from national security threats, threats to legitimate businesses, poor countries, the vulnerables here in America, and everyday taxpayers.
Would you say that ISIS is involved in using these particular tax havens?
Significant amount of research has been done to connect the links between ISIS and these types of schemes, but that the point is that this corporate secrecy allows those actors to remain hidden.
So basically the idea is once the money gets this far, it's already invisible. And so if you can trace it to these UK properties, you've already lost the trail.
Absolutely. We spend a significant amount of time talking about this problem with law enforcement officials, both in New York and abroad. And the issue remains that, as you've just said, that there's a block, there's a wall. Once you hit this type of secrecy, and investigations are difficult to finish and follow through. There is a solution in the U.S., for example, where a bill is before Congress that would require all American companies, with some exceptions, to disclose the real people behind those companies and to keep that information updated. The U.K. is moving towards this type of public registry, and the EU is as well.
Is the whole banking industry represented down here, or are there some usual suspects that pop up whose names we would know?
I mean, I think the usual suspects have been in trouble time after time. There are some plans for improvement, but clearly the plans aren't in place and aren't working.
The media outlets who are collaborating with the Consortium of Investigative Journalists who received this information received leaks from a Panama-based law firm, Mossack Fonseca. Can you tell me a little bit about this law firm?
From what I understand, the firm is hired to set up companies and do transactions for people around the world. The data is showing that some of those people included a high number of government leaders, most former, and the fact is that the companies and transactions were done to keep those people's involvement in various activities hidden. And this is a real issue, and this is not the only firm that happens to be doing this type of business.
In terms of just dollar amounts, what are we looking at?
I mean, some of the schemes that we as Global Witness have investigated throughout the years involve schemes ranging in the billions to the millions to, you know, a couple hundred thousands. So you name it, these structures using tax havens, corporate secrecy, and shell companies are being used to move all sorts of amounts of money.
And has this increased in the last few years, or is this leak just a window on something that's probably stayed pretty constant in the last decade or so?
I would venture to guess that it's something that is fairly common. Global Witness has been involved in a number of investigations, as I mentioned, one of which being interviews with New York law firms. And we sent in an undercover investigator to see exactly how easy and what the conversation looks like for someone to be working for a Western African leader and to look to buy high-end luxury goods, despite the fact that the leader's salary in his home country was the equivalent of a U.S. teacher. And what you found was a number of those lawyers recommending and suggesting that companies be used to carry out these transactions. In this investigation, no money was exchanged and no one was taken on as a client. One of those law firms actually told us that our business was not for them, and another one declined business after the interviews. This demonstrates just how easy it is for actors to move their money and to park it here in the U.S.
Aaron Shornick is a policy advisor on the banks and corruption team at Global Witness in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much, Aaron.
Thank you. Have a good day.